Like this.
Like this, and I can have it. Okay, so could you please tell me your name, age, and where you're coming from?
My name is Brian Reja Jongis. I come from Kenya. County, West Pokot County.
Which city in the county?
West Pokot County.
Okay, it's a city?
It's not a city. The city is capping is Nairobi City.
Nairobi, okay, nearby.
But the place I stay is near Kapenguria. It's a town, a big town.
Okay.
It's called
okay.
Kapenguria.
West of Kenya.
It's west of Kenya.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, what were you doing when you were there?
I was learning. I was a student.
Okay.
Yes.
In which matter?
I learned until Form 4, the last level. That is, it's not the last level, it's the second level. We have the system, the education system of Kenya. That is the second level of the system.
Okay.
Yes.
Before university?
No, I did not went to university. I just finished my Form 4 and then
I
left the country.
Okay. And then you were part of the community there?
Which community?
The LGBT community?
Exactly.
Okay.
I am among the LGBT people.
There also you knew people who were part of the community?
I knew more people, yes, who are the part of the community.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you know also the organization called GALT?
I know the organization called GALT.
Okay.
Yes.
And you were taking part of their activities sometimes or not? Never.
It was sometimes I was part with them, sometimes, but not all the time.
Okay.
But it was a secret.
Of course, okay. Because it was a problem regarding to the law, I guess.
Of course. We have to do it secretly like that.
Okay. And then what happened for you to come here, to decide to come to Europe?
When I was attacked, in the year 2019, when I finished my Kenya certificate of primary of secondary education, this is the day I was not allowed to stay with my parents. My parents disowned me. Then I ran away from the home when I was attacked by the villagers, the group of young men like me, and the society. The society will not allow me to stay there. Then I ran away because I ran from my life, because they wanted me to be arrested. Then afterwards I have to look for my life.
So you ran away from your hometown to Nairobi?
I ran away from my home from it's not from Nairobi, it was a step. I ran from
your hometown,
from my home where I was sitting to Kapenguria. It's not direct. I did not go direct to Nairobi, to Kapenguria. After Kapenguria I met a guy who assisted me in a job, and then I relocated from Kapenguria to Eldoret. At Eldoret, I met a guy from, I met a white guy. This guy really assisted me. I appreciate this guy. And then we stayed in a place like a camp with another three guys. We were four of us. We stayed there like a family until the time he looks for me to until the time he do for my paperwork, and then I have to relocate from my country. Come here to Europe.
Okay, and did you have a lawyer to help you to relocate?
You know, it's a secret. It's due secrecy in this thing. Right now, I was having a lawyer, but at Kenya, there, everything was everything that we were doing. It is a secret matter. Even me, I did not allow to see my lawyer in my hand, but I knew I have a lawyer. He told me that everything I will work with a lawyer. Because we walk through phones, and sometimes they have to regulate our phones. Even this guy from the Italy, he has to take my phone. I was there. I was left even in Kenya hanging, like I don't have a family. But I took him as a person in my side.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. So when did you arrive then to Marseille, when you got the authorization to do so?
In Marseille, I boarded my flight on 23rd of July 2023. 2021, no, 2021, 23rd July, 2021.
Wow. So it's a year and a half.
It's a year and a half. I'm in France right now.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you have your interview with OFPRA, asylum governmental office?
Exactly. I seek my asylum, but it did not went the way I just I wanted it. I was rejected on the first time. On the second time too, I was rejected on the second time. Right now, I'm doing the last part, the re-examen, of which the lawyer is assisting me to do the re-examen. I'm waiting for the
and the re-examen. Same there, the Court of Justice.
I've went for the Court of Justice in Marseille, and then I'm waiting for the answer right now.
Okay. And when you arrive in Marseille, did you know anyone?
In Marseille, no, I did not know anyone in Marseille. We just came, we seated in a street, we joined, we went to the platform. After platform, you have been given address, just go there, they will assist you, you will go there. After that place, it's a process, you go another place, the association, in the association, they will tell you, like for the first time when I came to the platform, they give me address for RLM. Then I came to RLM direct.
To the LGBT migrant group.
LGBT migrant. So good.
Excellent. And what do you like in Marseille?
In Marseille right now, what I like is to integrate with the community, to be part of the community. I like the association activities that we take, like dancing activity. It was so great, like Marseille Pride. Something so great to me. I like those things.
Excellent. So let's hope for the best.
Thank you so much. Let's hope
thank
for
you also excellent. For your time.
Okay.
Maybe now we can stop it. I don't know how to do it. We can stop the recording.